Wow. Oh, those are great songs, firstly. Did you plug what they were? Horn Sunday.
Yes.
And World Series Application.
Was, there you go. You got
yes.
it.
On the other end of the line, we do have Ariana from Reo Māori Mai. Are you there?
Morena.
Morena. Oh, it is great to have you back on the show this year, I should say. Gosh, yeah. It's weird to think. There are so many things that we want to cover. Firstly, how you been doing? What's going on this fine morning?
It's my first morning back in Ōtautahi for a while. I've been on the top of the Takaka Hill for a week at the Lunasa Festival.
Beautiful.
It's amazing how perspectives change. I went 4 years ago and was very enamoured with the festival, and this time I had a slightly different experience. Nonetheless, it was lovely to rest.
Fantastic.
So I'm home, feeling rested.
Oh, beautiful. When I called you earlier, you said that the one thing you wanted to talk about was Judith Collins. And that gets me going.
A thrill of excitement ran through my body at the thought of this.
A pulse. Yeah, so take it away. Where do you want to start? I mean, gosh.
Yeah, so obviously I was out of reception for a week, which meant I was out of reception for Waitangi Day and everything that happened. So I have heard snippets of things coming back into reception yesterday. And one of them is this, that Judith Collins went to Waitangi and has some opinions on the speaking rights, and essentially has some opinions on tikanga Māori. And I think what a wonderful opportunity for her to raise this idea of if, when, and how non-Māori can engage in conversations around Māori things.
Totally.
Because what I would offer is that it's not her place. You know, if anyone should be talking about the speaking rights of women on marae, then let Māori women lead that conversation.
yeah, of course, yeah.
And unless and until you're invited to join, then be a respectful observer. And I know that politics... But, I mean, and the other thing is, stop giving her airtime.
Like,
what I kind of think is, it would be like if I went to a Crusaders game and then the next day said, actually, I'd like to have a conversation about some of the strategy that the Crusaders are using. And it's like, I can have an opinion, but I've got zero credentials.
Yeah.
And really, who gives a shit? Like,
totally.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, go
right.
Off.
You're
go
good.
Off.
You're good.
Okay, great. You know, just woefully ill qualified, and also has a history, has a reputation for just misunderstanding Māori and Polynesian culture in general.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I think it's a symptom, right? Like, it's really easy to focus on just a person, but I think that's symptomatic of this broader conversation that happens about Māori culture from non-Māori who look at it through a colonial perspective. You
totally.
Know, they look at Māori culture and go, oh man, well, if only there was the feminist movement had got here, then Māori women would be in such a better position.
Yeah, totally. You touch on how it is a symptom. This was the same dialogue that was used when John Banks went off on Magic Talk like last week before. And yeah, we've been seeing some prominent people recently basically exposing themselves as awful. So you're right. She's totally baseless.
And, I mean, the thing that and the reason I bring it back to it's a symptom is that they're high-profile people with a platform to get their voice heard, but I think much more sinister things bubble beneath the surface in everyday homes.
Yeah,
what I would love to hear Judith Collins talk about, and people, and Pākehā people with a platform, I would love to hear them talk about how Māori women are the most incarcerated Indigenous population anywhere.
Yes.
You know, if you want to advocate for Māori women, then that could be a space where you could use your white privilege to come in and say, hey, this system that we set up seems to be having some quite disastrous effects.
The start is right,
you know,
there.
Like she could workshop that. That might be a space where... But not workshop it from how can Māori do better and not get in prison, but workshop it from how can this system be less shit.
Totally.
Yeah, 100%.
Another thing I want to quickly touch on is how Matariki has been made a public holiday.
That was what I... thought that I could say this morning.
You're right. No, yeah, you're right. That's great. You're so right.
Thank you so much for saying that, because I feel like when we, you know, we can say some of those things, but it has so much more of
it's the same
an impact.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are also just as baseless as Judith Collins is talking on some of these issues. So thank you for bringing that.
I also think there's real power, though, in Pākehā people holding Pākehā accountable.
Mm.
And,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Not speaking from the Māori perspective, but just saying, actually, this makes me really uncomfortable, mm-hmm. what you're saying, what you're representing.
Yeah.
I would love to, if, you know, and kind of if this conversation is to carry on, I would like it to be led by Māori.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But yes.
And if Māori don't want to lead the conversation, consider that it's not actually an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right.
If it only seems like an issue to Pākehā people, then it's probably, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's like, it's like, up to Māori to decide the issues, I
yeah,
suppose.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, it's the same basis.
Yeah, we're kind of dealing with a few things already, so mm-hmm. we can't, you know, there has to be some sort of triage of, like, you know, what are the issues that we actually have the time and space to invest in?
Yeah,
for sure. But yes, yeah. I want to talk about how Matariki is a public holiday real quick, sorry. Labour vowed to make Matariki a public holiday throughout their 2020 mm-hmm. election. The first celebration of the holiday will be on the 24th of June, though the dates will shift in accordance to Maramataka, the Māori lunar calendar. So, honestly, this is long overdue, but what are your thoughts on how it's finally in our calendars?
I mean, it's great, and there's an end.
Of course.
Yeah. It's great, and I want it to not just be window dressing for an otherwise Pākehā house.
Yes.
So, beautiful to have the celebration and to have the narrative be shared more widely, and I think that Dr. Rangimā Tāmua, who has been leading kind of the revitalization and resurgence of this knowledge with his team, I think that they're involved at the level of kind of the timing and the narrative around it, which I find really encouraging, because it's, for me, that gives it some credibility. It gives it some, there's some experts on the ground really guiding where we go with it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to ask you, is how Matariki is now a holiday, but was it put in place by white people, you know, in the same way that Judith Collins is speaking baselessly, you know?
Well, my understanding of Matariki as a public holiday is that it's a conversation that's happened with the people who have the knowledge around Matariki.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was last year that Dr. Mā Tāmua was actually acknowledged in the field of science in general for his contribution around Matariki. So it's not an isolated thing. It's not, you know, pick the low-hanging fruit and run with that.
It's a flowing thing, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think, like, much like anything in Aotearoa, it also depends on how the public narrative around it rolls out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, much like Judith and John are symptoms, there will be people who are hesitant or even like have some pushback. So how do we actually bring them into the conversation as opposed to just, well, it's happening, deal with it?
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. 100%. As per usual, it's great to have you on the show, Ariana. I'll quickly plug a few Reo Māori Mai things. Firstly, certainly head to the shop, because there is some fantastic merch there. I just misspoke the word. How entertaining.
No, that's impressive.
And I also want to plug how Dyson Slice, just down Little High, similar, really close to where we are, tomorrow is the next night of Kai Games and Pizza, which is so fun. So certainly head on down to that. It's completely free. Oh, Koha, no set cost. So yes. Certainly head on down.
Fantastic.
Go ahead. Or, yes.
If we could ask you one last thing, if Judith Collins was here right now and you could say, if you could say something to her, what would it be that you would want her to hear?
There's so many. How do I
say? So many things.
If Judith Collins were here, what would I say to her? I would encourage her to do her own healing, so she stops trying to heal other people and create damage in the process.
Wow. That is so, yep. So well put, so eloquent. Thank you so much.
We'll finish with that. Fantastic. Thank you, Ariana, from Reo Māori Mai. Our kōrero is so welcomed every single morning. Thank you.
Tēnā kōrua. Have a great day.